Regina. Mayor Sandra Masters has called the slogans used in a recent rollout of the rebranded Experience Regina, sexist and wrong, in speaking to reporters Wednesday. Masters was reacting to the botched rollout of the rebranding of the former Tourism Regina as Experience Regina, based on a tourism parody aimed at Regina that, in part, had made fun of the pronunciation of the name of the city. The rollout of the rebranding created a negative response from people who called the slogans used in the campaign inappropriate and sexist. Among the slogans used by the campaign online and on social media were such taglines as, "The city that rhymes with fun," and, "Show us your Regina." In the wake of the uproar, Experience Regina CEO Tim Reid issued an apology for the brand rollout and the offending slogans were taken down. The backlash ultimately hit international news organizations like the BBC, the Washington Post and the New York Times. Masters told reporters she took a lot of phone calls on Sunday regarding the controversy. She indicated the offending slogans had not been part of the pitch of Experience Regina to those members of council who saw it. "It wasn't part of the original brand that had been presented to the specific slogans that were in there," said Masters. Regarding the slogans, Masters said, "They were sexist and wrong, and they hurt and impacted people, and just bad for the city. I want to recognize the apology and the taking down and scrubbing that was performed on Sunday. There has been some strong reaction from members of council to the controversy. At least one, Ward 1 Councillor Cheryl Stadnichuk, posted on social media that she was disappointed and appalled with the sexist messaging of the new Experience Regina. Those responsible for this campaign and its messaging must provide an explanation to City Council and the public how this happened. Who was involved in the messaging and had anyone from the city's leadership approved this?" Stadnichuk stated. She added, "Ultimately, council appoints the members of the real board and we must demand accountability. How it happened is hard to pinpoint. The indication is earlier this month Masters had seen the slides in the presentation about Experience Regina, but the offending slogans weren't included in that presentation." Masters suggested there were internal missteps, with a manager being away at the time and the chain of command being disrupted. "An existing internal process was not followed due to a bit of a perfect storm," said Masters. Mayor Masters said she had a conversation with a board chair and expressed concern about how it happened. "And I understand right now, I've been assured that figuring out how it happened is underway." Masters said a board meeting was scheduled for Thursday night for Experience Regina in which this issue would take priority as well as steps moving forward. The indication from Masters is they want council to receive a briefing on next steps they are taking. "I think what we're trying to assess is how to proceed from there, and I think the board of directors has some tough decisions.